In this episode of the Puzzle Warriors 3, Craig's audio took a header about 8 minutes from the end of our recording, and we didn't know it, but he was no longer recording. I cut and spliced pieces together so it would make sense, but if you're wondering why it sounds a bit odd or curious as to where Craig went, that's what happened. And now, on with the show. Recording.
Look at it go.
Seems low. Gonna have to boost my mic.
Swing low.
Sweet chariot, come for to carry me home.
So, Ian, you don't want to be the only person over 40 at the Double Dare live tour?
No, I would
Are you sure?
I would be really uncomfortable.
How is it going to be the one of two guys over 40 at the Double Dare live tour?
It wouldn't help. When you sent me that text, the first thing that flashed through my head was the Zach Galifianakis bit where he's like, when you look like me, it's really hard to get a table for one at Chuck E. Cheese.
But Mark Summers is going to be there. If you buy the VIP package, you can meet Mark Summers.
That would be fine. Again, it's still Double Dare. What if we can't keep it together? And one of the teams was like dapping like they did on the episode that we watched. And we're like, you garbage!
Stupid kids are terrible.
Boo! Get off the stage.
Boo everything after Gen X. You all suck.
Should I be opening the channel?
Sure, live it up.
Yeah, you might as well. We're pretty close to ready. I'll look at my thing.
Yeah, put that thing away. And then, so next week, we're out of 3 stars again.
Right. So do you have a list of...
No.
You have no idea where we stopped on 4 stars?
Yeah.
Yes, you have no idea, or you do know that?
I know which one we left off on.
Oh, okay. And can you then...
However, I cannot possibly tell you what order characters have come out on, because this is information I never pay attention to.
That's fine. But if you can, from where we stopped, if you can generate a list of everybody who has been released since that person we stopped on, you can do
them. I cannot do that.
Okay. I bet somebody could, though.
I bet somebody who is smarter than me knows who came after Medusa.
Everybody who came after Medusa in that order.
We did 5 stars and went back to 4 stars again.
Oh, okay.
So the last one we did was actually Vulture.
Okay. So every
that was episode 108.
Every character who's been released since Vulture, in order preferably, somebody get that list to Craig, please.
Yeah. Samurai, I'm calling out to you. Surely you know the order of all the characters that have come after Vulture, and I won't call you Shirley.
Doesn't Joe have a spreadsheet on that?
That's probably true. Joe's a person.
Yeah. All
right, we're getting some people in the room. Hey, people who've jumped in the room, if we did something next week for our, in theory, 3-year anniversary show, you have any ideas what you might want to do?
Yes. Something that, you know, can be interactive over the internet, but it's not only going to be for the live listeners. I want to make it available for all of the, you know, listeners who would be able to respond before the next show. So don't make it Discord-based, if possible. Someone do our show for us.
That's what I was thinking. So, Grinch, do you have, like, every character in the order that they were released? Is that what I'm seeing here? Because it really seems that way. Like, you came up with that really fast. Is that on a web page? Because nobody else has it on a web page. Just saying. I tried to look.
So, we got what? Mockingbird, Yondu, Lockjaw, Rogue, Nightcrawler, and Meh. Is nobody after Meh?
There has to have been. There 100% was. There's been America, there's been several others.
And more.
Sorry, I forget them. They come out so quickly I can't retain them all. There's been Shuri, there's been, here they are. Nico, I forgot about her. That's a person. Oh, Wiccan.
Oh yeah, Emma Frost. She's this.
Yeah, she happened.
Yeah.
Kraven happened. Jubilee's a character. Allegedly.
Yeah, fortunately.
Bam Blam. Blonde Widow. Craig or Ray, are you saving this information for later use?
No, actually.
Oh, you're just letting it scroll by and reading? Nice.
I'm just looking at it, making comments, and not paying any sort of attention because I'm a terrible person.
Right on.
Can I save these here pictures?
Ooh.
Nope. It's the internet. That's impossible.
Can't you, like, left-click on it or right-click on it and tell it to save as?
Nope. All you can do is copy the link or open the link.
Can you open the link and then
I already save have them as saved. The open?
Thank All right. Goodness. Ray did something.
I knew we had the best producer in the biz.
I find it amusing that you both do computer support.
Nope. I became a manager. I don't do anything anymore.
I was going to say, I went in the other direction. I've gone so part-time that I've forgotten every skill that I've learned over the last 5 years, and all I can do is fantasy football research while I'm on the clock.
Ooh, that's a good time.
Oh, my goodness. It's all coming together these next 2 weeks.
Totally going to pick up Adrian Peterson, right? For
No.
They're totally going to gift him some touchdowns to end his career.
Yeah, I'm sure they want to get him on top 10 of all time. I think he's only got a couple more yards to pass.
Yeah, it was like 40 or something. It wasn't a lot.
Yeah, to make it to number 10.
And he could go back to his farm and beat some children.
It's only one child, and it was his child.
Have you already started the show yet? Can we start talk about Puzzle Quest?
Yeah. Oh, I'm pumped. Man. What up, dude?
That link that Donkey Teeth sent out.
For the trap?
Oh, people pay way too much attention. I'm stunned by the level of information in that.
Man, if only we knew people who had a show dedicated to this game, they could have that sort of level of information.
No way. That is not what this show is about. This show is true. This show is a lighthearted introduction to the world of Marvel Puzzle Quest.
True story. All right, let's move on.
Okay.
True believers, welcome to the 155th installment of the world's greatest podcast featuring me about this show and about this game.
About this show?
Yeah. It's a podcast about this. You know, it's a meta. So, you know, it's a show about a show about Puzzle Quest.
If somebody does another podcast about this podcast, I will be seriously impressed.
As long as they get somebody crazy to play me, like, I don't know, Pee Wee Herman or something.
Well, I think they would just review it.
Oh.
It's a weekly review show of this show.
So one of those shows that takes movies by the minute, but they
a minute by minute review of an episode of Puzzle Warriors 3.
For this episode, there was dead air for a minute while they read. All right, so I'm the only one. We got Chaos 72. We got Sneaky Beat 15. Hello.
Hello.
Howdy.
How goes?
I would say very well. Possibly just well.
All right. So we're a day early, but sticking with the same kind of trend. This will be the week of 8/22 through 8/29. And being the 22nd, happy anniversary to my wife.
Woo!
Yeah, 20 years of way too long. In your Deadpool dailies. Wednesday, the 22nd, is going to be a red Psylocke, and then Thursday's Blue Beast, Purple Bullseye, Yellow Cap, Red Sentry, Black Punisher, Black Blade, and Green Wolverine. Over in your 5-day 4-star crunch!
Wait just 1 second.
Oh, but we already crashed.
I know, and you can keep that, and I liked it. I felt like I played Puzzle Quest today. And I'm sure it gave me a Falcon cover, not a Psylocke cover.
Today's only Tuesday.
Oh, you messed with me by moving the show up.
Tomorrow will be Psylocke.
Oh, man. You and your anniversary. Spiraling into disarray. I retract my previous wellness. Now I'm miserable.
I know. It's disrupting the whole learn how to curl. I mean, it's a big problem.
That was a real downer. That looked like a bargain and a good time.
I know.
Ice did say that you were right. You did get a Falcon today, so you can feel a little bit better about that.
Yeah.
All right, the last on the 16th was meh. Right. That went well. How'd that go for you?
No, I was optimistic when I thought I was going to be fighting a Loki, but as soon as Thor showed up, I was like, and I'm out.
Yeah, that was a rough fight. I believe I got it on the first try because I was able to get enough purple. Thor ignores purple, and it just makes that made it a whole lot easier. But yeah, without a high level meh, it's going to be a rough fight. Thor is a beast.
Yeah, Thor. Thor stuff coming up today was the oh so sad times that is the Winter Soldier. I think I had to kind of play it 3 times before I won.
Rage of the Panther cut you down.
It did. And then every time I, you know, got my red out there, which is, you know, what does all the damage, you know, they would always get destroyed in some way, so I couldn't match it away.
Right.
So I was doing just tiny bits of damage at a time.
Am I wrong in believing that one of Bucky's powers lets you destroy enemy AP?
You are correct.
That is the key, Craig.
That is.
Shooting away his black AP is the key to everything good in your life.
Yeah, probably was true.
Yeah.
It's exactly what I did.
Yeah, if you can manage, get a handle on their AP situation while you slowly build, and then, you know, eventually red or your non-precision shot does some stuff, I think that's the key. But you've already won, so you can go back to not using the Winter Soldier ever again.
I wish, but he keeps coming up.
Well, he's a new, he's spitting out new 5-star covers, so, you know, not a ton, but like 3, so that's nice.
Yeah. What's your Bucky at? What you got?
I don't have an infographic. I have no idea. I'm up the creek with no paddles when Samurai isn't around.
You are the worst.
Sorry,
once
David.
Again, doing the show a day early, it just, you know.
This is my nightmare. I'm going to get teleported. Whoever benefits from me being mystified by my segment, I will be mystified this week. I don't know. Once I start up the game, if I remember to look, I'll tell you. It's something middling, but better than a lot of my 4-stars. That's all the clues I can give you right now.
I do agree with Donkey Teeth. The Winter Soldier, his art is awesome. I completely agree with that. The mine's at level 280. So, yeah, took away Panther's black and then got the red to go off and it was done. It was easy. I'm not surprised that Panther can cause some issues, though, even the 3-star.
He's a versatile character. He's still one of my favorite Black Panthers. His battle plan is excellent, and his Rage of the Panthers even better.
Yeah.
Together.
Doesn't that sound like it should have been like a Nintendo side-scroller?
Yeah, Rage of the Panther.
Rage of the Panther.
I would have played that.
Yeah, I think I would have too.
I miss a good side-scroller.
Yeah, anything where you could punch someone and then pick up their baseball bat and hit them with it again? That's where it was at.
Do you remember the AVP side-scroller?
Yes, at the arcade?
That was awesome. You could be a Predator or a Space Marine. Oh, it was so good.
Man, I do not remember that in any way.
Oh, Ray, it was down at Playland Forever. It was tremendous.
Really?
Yeah, because you could get a flamethrower to cook the aliens with, or, you know, just your standard gun.
Yeah, if you picked one of the Predators, you had a little shoulder cannon that you could fire as your special.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, it really, really took side-scrolling to the next level. When you thought it topped out at, like, Final Fight and Double Dragon, then boom, here comes AVP. It was good.
Yeah, good times. Coming up next for another character that I don't like on the 26th is War Machine.
Group them all War up, Machine. I guess. Get them out of the way. I don't know.
Matt, I really enjoy, so.
Ah, true.
And I have to follow him up by 2 barf burgers, but.
Craig, did you see? Go ahead, Ray.
I was just going to say, I do not know how this is going to go because, in theory, he's going to be fighting Thanos, 5-star version Thanos.
Who is?
War Machine.
Ooh.
That sounds
brutal.
Rough.
Yeah, just deny green, you win.
That is very helpful. That's true.
That's true.
I mean, his death power can't hurt you. You can only die once.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Black won't do anything good. You're right. Less intimidating.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
Craig, I've heard from reliable sources that my Winter Soldier is a 5-2-4.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I told you, pretty respectable, but I don't know that I'm... Oh, he's a 172, so I'm confident. The other thing that I was going to bring to your attention was, did you see Alpha Team's new memorial Discord icon? Did you hear about the sudden passing of the legend Jim the Anvil Nineheart?
No way!
Yeah.
Oh, man, I love the Heart Foundation.
Yeah, they were legends.
Man, you had the Hitman, you had the Anvil, you had the Mouth of the South.
Yeah, you had Owen.
See, I was not ever an Owen person.
Hmm.
Now, Brett was my boy.
He was the best.
Yeah.
He was the greatest tactician of all time.
Loved Brett. Yeah.
No one could apply a sharpshooter.
Yeah. Like man, him man. And the anvil together, and the anvil would like tug his beard down into that point and laugh at you maniacally. Oh man, that was good times.
Right.
Yeah, Jimmy come out and he's screaming into that bullhorn.
His daughter's wrestling now. She's
the Anvils or Jimmy Hart?
The Anvil.
Oh, nice.
Yep, she's Ronda Rousey's sidekick.
Oh, well, good for her. Yeah. That should be lucrative as long as they don't screw that up.
Yeah, absolutely. It's
Rousey
so funny.
Should get at least 5 years out of this career.
She should. It's weird twist, though. The level at which she performs judo and the level at which she performs MMA, she is horrible in the WWE. Like, her character is dumb, her acting is poor, her inability to emote is hilarious.
Her character is, she just be Ronda Rousey?
That is her character.
She's terrible at being herself?
She is. It's uninteresting in that setting. She runs down to the ring, puts them in, like, a legitimate, you know, arm bar, and then they're like, crap! And then everything ends. It's terrible. Okay, back to the show. Sorry, dude.
Okay. So your Storyland, we got Web Wonder is going now. That'll get you 3 centuries, a Blue Bucky, 30 CP. Top folks get Shuri, and then after that is Elektra. Strange Sights coming after that. That's a good time, too. 3 Elektra, Red Shuri, 30 CP. Top 50 folks get Nebula. We'll talk about her soon. And then it's Doctor Strange. Then there will be a S.H.I.E.L.D. training for Nebula featuring Nebula, War Machine, Shuri, and Winter Soldier. So hence what I was saying, way too much War Machine and Winter Soldier.
Ugh. I understand where you're coming from. I don't share the sentiment, but I understand. So I have a question. Webbed Wonder, does that mean we're getting another...
another failed attempt at filling out my duck? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Mine's moving in the right direction.
Mine has been 255 for quite some time.
Yeah, but now you can save covers.
I fully expect another purple cover, but I suppose we'll see. 3, 4, 5. I could use either one of the others.
Hmm. You got a better chance than I, then, Nate.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I feel like mine's in a really good place, but I couldn't tell you for sure. That's another one I'll check up on later.
All right. Space Jam season still rolling at you. Cold War is going. That'll get you a purple fist, a purple Bucky, 15 CP. Top folks is Wasp, and then after that is Vision. Made Man is starting next. Get you Yellow Vision, Yellow Wasp, Shuri, and Cyclops. Then we got a new one, Mother of Invention. That's not a new one. This is like the second time for this, right?
Sounds anyway, new to me, but I believe you.
That's the Shuri one.
All right.
It'll get you Cyclops and Shuri, Nebula, and Loki. The new one is Piece by Piece, which is the Nebula PvP that'll start on the 26th.
Ian, 343, by the way, so you're good in any case.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Ian, tell me about the fabulous pie I found last week.
All right. Let me tell everybody about this delicious, but definitely, I mean, heavy on the air quotes, pie that you found for this week. This is the bacon mac and cheese pie with bacon lattice. So right off the bat, I can tell you that this is delicious. This is so, I mean, I guess pies are pretty loosely defined, and we're getting pretty deep into the pie segment, so I'll have no choice but to let this one slide. But let me tell you, ambitious savory pie makers, what luck you're in. You've made your short crust and rolled it out into a pan, ladle in some mac and cheese, and then do bacon lattice work on top. The end.
Yeah, but it's made with brie, gruyere, and cheddar.
I'm not doubting the mac and cheese quality, and you can absolutely tweak that to your tastes. I don't know why you would, because those three sound amazing together. I mean, oh, I love a soft cheese. I like a blue cheese too, though, but not in this. Although maybe if you put in a little bit of, like, some spice.
Really?
But
you
anyway,
want some funk in your pie?
I do.
All right.
I'm a big blue cheese fan. Yeah, absolutely.
You smell blue cheese? I think I smell blue cheese.
You could make some extra bacon and crumble it into the mac and cheese mixture itself before you ladle it in. And I don't know about you, but I find that, especially for the lattice work bacon that you're going with on top, I find it's easier to prepare my bacon in the oven than it is to fry it in a pan. So if you just get a baking sheet and, you know, lay it out in long strips and then fire up the broiler, that'll get you some nice crispy bacon with which to decorate your pie top. That's it. That is, you know, that at least as far as, I mean, I'm sure you could, if there's a different way that you enjoy, I would not use, like, Kraft Dinner as your mac and cheese option in this pie. That would also be, or Velveeta. I would recommend making some homemade mac and cheese. And
I miss Velveeta.
Did it go away?
Oh, right. No. Well, is it cheese?
It did for me.
That counts?
Yes, it has cheese. It is made from milk.
Is it?
Yes.
I thought it was made from like water and dry powder, like Kraft Dinner.
No, actually, you know,
can you eat Kraft Dinner?
No, it's got cheese.
No, it does not. I can't believe that.
It says right on the box.
What's that?
Made with cheese.
Oh, well, box schmucks. It's probably like 1% cheese.
You know how sad it is? I can't even eat a cheesy poof anymore. Because those make me sick.
That is a sad day.
Now, I don't think the cheese content's all that high in a cheesy poof, but there it is.
I can't.
There's enough of it.
Really?
Yeah. I like breathing, and, you know, so I have to give up on the cheeses.
I like breathing, too. I can't believe cheese puffs made it on your list of doom.
Yeah, it's sad. Very sad. If I could bring back just, like, spray cheese into my life, man, that would be glorious. I loved spray cheese in a can. The American one. Put that on crackers. Oh, my God, that was so good. And handy snacks.
Mm.
So, I could, you know, the first three crackers have that, like, microscopic thin film of cheese. And then that fourth cracker has the giant mound of all the rest of the cheese on it. Oh, those were good times.
Well,
good times.
That's bacon mac and cheese pie with bacon lattice work, brought to you as always by my personal hero and savior of the segment. You guessed it. This pie.
This pie.
Thanks, this pie.
All right, only a couple of new news items this week. It's the last week of the 10-year celebration going down.
No!
Yes?
Sorry, I've been on a Marvel Puzzle Quest upswing.
Let's see, starting on the 23rd, after you log in after the 23rd and before the 30th, you will get a free token. There is going to be a Blockbusters Limited Vault starting on the 23rd as well. 41 items, 2 Shuri... or War Machine random cover. God. A couple of beginner supports, some 3 stars, all the 2 stars, and some other things. Shuri's champion rewards are being updated to include Okoye covers.
Yeah, nice.
Well, that's super sweet.
Yeah.
No one can argue with that.
Wait, tell me again?
Shuri will give you Okoye covers.
Oh, that seems logical and a pro that.
Yeah. So that's going to come out in the patch tomorrow. You will get those covers at 280, 300, 320, 340, 350, and 360. In War Machine news, he's being updated to give you Iron Man Mark, 46 covers. That will happen on Friday's patch. Again, same levels, red, blue, and yellow in that order for the Iron Man covers.
Is there only 1 5-star Iron Man?
Yes.
Okay, sorry, there's been a lot of, you know, people double it up in 5-star world, and you just said Mark 46, and it didn't immediately ring a bell, but I was like, did they rework him too and give him a new 5-star version? And
no, I believe cool. That was only Infinity War Cap.
Right.
Well, I mean, for some reason I say only, but there are 2 Spider-Men as well. Mm-hmm. There might be somebody else, but to me, the Spider-Man, I mean, the black suit and non-black suit, that Peter Parker, that, I don't know, that's somehow different. The 2 caps, it's the same cap to me. I don't know. I understand it's a different place in the timeline and everything, so same with Spider-Man, right. But for some reason, it's different in my head. Get out of my head!
Alright, new character coming out, Nebula, which, you know, is not a snappy dresser like Dazzler, and yet in this art, it looks like she's singing into a microphone, so double sad times it could have been Dazzler. Let's talk about her, though.
Is that picture you posted earlier where she's using a shake weight?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, shake weight. Here's your change for cab fare. All right, so she is a blue green red character for 9 blue warped enhancements. If one does not exist, create a 2-turn blue repeater tile that heals Nebula for 1082 and creates a strength 310 black strike tile. Her green power, Galactic Rage, for 10, deals 634 damage to the enemy team for each strike, protect, or attack tile on the board max of 10. Red power, grim efficiency for 8. Deal 2,272 damage and create 2 strength 180 red attack tiles for every 3 green AP her team has. That's like the reverse of the Wolverine power, right? Like his, the green makes tiles based on how much red you have.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So, I don't know. Nothing there excites me terribly.
Yeah, but it's no new game mechanics or anything, but it's kind of a straightforward... I don't know. She sounds like you know, what's his name? Captain Fury or whatever. The only good Ben Stiller movie.
Mr. Furious?
Oh, the Mystery Man.
Yeah. She's like, she gets really angry, galactic level rage, and does 600 points of damage to everyone.
That is his best movie by far. Mr. Furious is a good character.
I do agree.
And when the Blue Rajah starts throwing spoons and things at you, you're in trouble.
Oh, man. I love
Hank Azaria. He who has smelt it has smelt it. I love that movie. Casanova Frankenstein. Anyway, moving on.
Yep.
So there's a Shield Training Heroes for Hire for 7,000 big hero points. That'll get you a Shuri, a War Machine, 16 Elite Tokens, 6 Command Points, and 20,000 ISO. Nebula and Friends Vault coming on the 26th. 80 Item Vault, 1 Legendary Token, 3 Beginner Supports. A random Nebula, and 2 random 4-stars from the backup missions, which will be Shuri, War Machine, and Winter Soldier. So guaranteed they will be War Machine and Winter Soldier. Bunch of 3-stars, bunch of 2-stars. And in all these events coming out, like we said, Strange Sights, Shield Training, The Hunt. Oh, that's starting on the 26th. I missed that one. That will get you Nebula as a progression reward. And then Piece by Piece, which is her versus, on the 26th as well. So go out and get yourself some Nebula. Don't call her Amy Pond.
Is that what she does in her spare time?
Yeah, she travels around with Doctor Who and goes with Amy Pond.
Time Lords are versatile, I guess.
That's true.
I think that speaks to how good of an actor she is. When Nebula came on screen, I had no clue that that's who it was. Watched the entire first movie, and I'm like, who is that? Looked it up and went, no.
I'm like, man, that's Karen Gillan? Great. In local news, so... I found out about a dessert today that they're selling at the Strange Fair, right? It is called a cotton candy burrito. It is cotton candy filled with ice cream and then folded over to make a burrito pocket. So your hands are holding a big mass of cotton candy that you have to hurry up and eat through before the ice cream melts.
That
sounds really messy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't make me happy in any way.
I enjoy cotton candy.
I do too. I enjoy our cotton candy quite a bit. I don't mind ice cream. I don't think that they're meant to become a burrito together. Now, less offensive than that, but not as delicious as I had hoped. During fair season this year, I got to try a deep-fried chili cheese dog.
Okay.
It's just okay. It's not as exciting as your brain wants it to be. You take a hot dog, you put some chili cheese on it, you wrap it in a tortilla, deep-fry it, and then you feed it to me. It was pretty good. The deep frying process kind of kills the integrity of the chili cheese, so it kind of takes away. Plus, I don't like a crunch is not something I was looking for in that meal. I like the soft texture that a hot dog bun provides.
Yeah, I'm not happy with either one of those. I'm more okay with the chili dog, definitely. And why, I'm really curious, why are you excited about the cotton candy dessert there, Greg? I mean, it's cotton candy with death in the middle. Like,
yeah, well, I can just eat the outside and hurry up and throw away the middle.
Of course you can.
I mean, I really love cotton candy. It's good stuff.
Couldn't you just, you know, get cotton
buy
candy?
Buy some cotton candy? Yeah, I suppose so. Marge, we're all out of chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry ice cream.
Did you go see the Georgia Satellites?
I did not.
Mm.
We talked about going out to the fair. All morning long, it was like doom, a 90% chance of rain. So we canceled all of our plans, did other stuff, and then it didn't rain.
Right.
So, no, didn't go see the Georgia Satellites.
So, Alpha Team posted a couple of things. Apparently, Trevor Noah is coming to town and doing a stand-up at the local Bryce Jordan Center here.
Oh.
That'd be interesting. I like his stand-up.
So do I. It's okay.
Yeah. Might have to look into that.
Yeah, I'll see how much tickets are. I also saw this other news. Apparently, schools up in my neck of the woods are closed because of mold.
That is also here.
Oh, really?
Coral Street Elementary is closed, and I forget which other one are, but they swear they will have them open for next week because school starts on Monday.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not that surprised. Williamsport is already a pretty sketchy, underfunded school district, so, you know, but it's been a lot of rain, so maybe mold happens. It's not specifically telling me which schools. I've linked to the article, and I see no additional information. I'll have to ask some of my teacher friends about it and see what they have to say. But in the meantime, I'll get ready for the next segment. Yeah.
All right. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Thanos wants an abortion. Ian, talk about Thanos.
Right. Let's talk about the slightly saner version of everybody's favorite Mad Titan. Black, purple, and green. The passive ability, Court Death, deals every time every time you down an enemy, Thanos will deal 4,000 damage to all enemies and 1,000 damage to all allies. There's been some rounding that just occurred. Those aren't the exact numbers. Infinite power. It costs you 8. It costs you purple. It creates a 5-turn purple countdown tile that, while on the board, increases Thanos' match damage by 260%.
So it's really, it's finite power.
Yes. Infinite power that tops out at 260. And lastly, certainly not leastly, Come and Get Me costs you 12 green AP, and it places a 3-turn countdown tile that, when it goes off, it deals 4,200 damage to the enemy team. And I believe it moves Thanos to the front when you place the countdown tile.
That sounds correct.
Yeah. He's real good. But Black's obviously the go-to power there. But I don't know why a 5-4-4 build would be bad. I don't know how I haven't built. So I know I have 5. I hope. By I know, I mean I hope.
I have no idea how I have mine built. I would
think that 5, that, you know, Court Death is the best and Come and Get Me is close. I like the 260% match damage increase, but it only increases his match damage. So any other matches that you might want to make while that's going on, I feel like I would be hesitant to do so. I want to maximize that damage while it's out there, so that might not be my favorite.
Mine is distinctly at a 5-3-5, which makes that infinite power a 4-turn countdown for 175% increased damage. That's significantly weaker. But for me, yeah, Come and Get Me is worth it. I want that massive AoE.
Yeah, apparently mine is 5-5-3, but
again, that's how it came, and you haven't respect him. We know.
That would be correct. my 5-star Thanos is 5-4-4.
Ooh, saucy.
Apparently,
I don't remember it.
Ian, you also have him at a 5-5-3.
Yes! Well, I can't say that I've respect him. I only know that 5 was important, but I'll reconsider making him a 5-3-5 after this. But
yeah, the important thing is that he doesn't stun everybody.
Mm, very true.
Like the big version.
Right. Oh, his Court Death does not stun?
It does not.
Bum. Useless.
It's only like an aspect of death. It's not actually death.
Right. Now, I'm trying to remember how far down the line of, because I remember Craig's favorite new thing was when they were putting out 5-stars and 3-stars simultaneously.
Yeah, it was great.
Was he one of the last or one of the first?
I thought he was Strange. One of the first, but I'm not.
Strange was the first one, right?
Yeah, that sounds
was
right.
Thanos
right.
was first?
I can accept that. Then Thanos? Then they stopped doing it? No, then Archangel and Angel. That happened.
I don't know.
I don't remember. My memory is faulty.
I hear Ray was given a spreadsheet.
Yeah, I can't look that fast. That's way too complicated.
Yeah, we'll get back to you next week with more information. In the meantime, that's what's always sunny here in Xandar.
All right, the section everybody's been waiting on. Listener comments. Go ahead, Ray.
Hey, we're there already? Neat.
We okay. are.
All right, listener comments brought to you by Willy Lumpkin. I almost forgot his name. I had to dig deep in my brain.
It's written on the script.
Yeah, like I have that up. Let's start off with the wall of text from D-Wing, Illinois. Gratuitous and correct use of the word intercostal Ian takes an early lead in winning the episode. I totally just accepted that word in the show last week because the way you used it, it was obvious, you know, what it meant. But when I read it in the listener comments, I had to look it up. I couldn't remember.
Oh, okay.
And then as soon as I looked it up, I'm like, oh, well, of course, Ian knows that word. That makes perfect sense now. In any case, he also said, even with a robot body, Craig would inevitably fail to update the script at least once every 6 weeks or so. Webbed Wonder, a time for another Purple Howard. And he then retracted his earlier comment about Ian winning the episode and said that Donkey Teeth obviously won the episode with that Liberace burn.
Ooh, earned.
Anti-Dazzler Liberace. The emailer that we talked about is obviously a plant to try and get Ian to relapse into his hoarding tendencies. It's moderately terrifying. Hopefully that didn't work. Attention devs. Ray did not mean come and get me was easy. Far from it, he was being ironic. Making it any harder would make or would cause widespread throwing of phones and self-harm. He didn't mean it. I'm not even going to comment. Just let that go on its own. Joe being judgy in the comments is one of my favorite things. All right. Apparently, the term smoke show was a new term for D-Wing.
Oh, yeah, I totally stole that. Sorry. That is not an Ian original.
I don't know where you stole it from, but okay.
I stole it from Will Forte in The Last Man on Earth.
Oh, he's a funny guy.
He is. That was the first. I'm sure it was not new when that happened, but the first place I heard it was on that show.
Sure.
Who did I reference as a smoke show?
Joanna Gaines.
Yeah, total smoke show.
I'm glad we could call back.
Yeah.
I think I speak for the majority of listeners when I say the is a scooter crunch.
It's a scooter crunch.
Yeah, I knew what it was. I don't know. Apparently multiple people didn't know what a scooter crunch was.
See, I had the same problem at work when I bought these cookies and was describing to people, and they went, what's a scooter crunch? And I went, what is wrong with you people?
Yeah, I'm going to say, has an ice cream truck never rolled by your house?
Seriously.
I wonder if it's a regional thing, like, you know, in the tri-state area.
Well, apparently not regional to everyone east of this godforsaken town, because everyone from the east side of the state had no idea what I was talking about.
I'm from far west, so, of you know, of this yeah. part. So it made sense to me. I knew what they were. Anyway, Thorium, who was the emailer guy, responded to D-Wing and said, as the guy that made the comment about hoarding, all I can say is I would never do such a thing. I mean, even if it's really great to see how the numbers just go up and up and up, I would never make someone fall back into the hoarding addiction. And then parenthetically, yes, I would. Everyone should hoard like me. And also, he says, I'm not even a year in. And he...
Nice.
His last sentence is, gotta hoard, my dude. And I gotta tell you, for some reason, someone from Denmark saying, gotta hoard, my dude, just that made me laugh out loud. It's fantastic. Pega Unisusicorn said, why am I the only person amazed by Ian singing a song? And it was a kid's song, no less. It made me pine for the good old days when Ian was much grumpier, constantly embarrassed by Craig singing and always trying to stop him from doing it. I think that has more to do with Craig singing than... Anyway. Jordan from Jersey said, 10th anniversary bundle, what a deal, I can't even hesitate to buy it. Snappy Dresser, Infinity War Thanos seems obvious, but what about Infinity War Red Skull? I don't know. Somebody needs to address this, because I don't know how Snappy Dresser had anything to do with Nebula.
I didn't get that pun either.
I'm missing something. If we could get
because she snaps her body parts back on? I don't know.
Oh.
She snaps together.
Yeah, see, Grinch is on bar with me.
Yeah, he is.
That might be it. Okay. He also said the Beach Boys are so old at this point that they provide their own sand. I don't get that, but okay. He also said the is a scooter crunch. It sounds like 60s slang for crabs. I don't know. Apparently it's a regional thing. That's what I'm going with.
They were delicious.
And Tony Foote.
Hey-o!
He also posted this image on Discord here tonight, if you want to scroll back and look it up. But he posted an image of 1,000 elite tokens hoarded.
That's quite a few.
Yeah. Mindless hoarding just for Ian. My son opened all of these last year. He was crying with finger pain in the end.
Which one is elite? Is that the one that gives you a 2-3?
The 2-3, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure why you would hoard those, but I guess to avoid feeders? I don't know. 1,000? I don't get it. I don't know. Anymore, I don't understand hoarding at all, so. But he said also opened 7,200 command points in the Loki vault. My target was Thor.
What?
Yeah. My target was
That's
Thor.
Crazy.
Bolt and Loki are also finished now. They're all champed. Agree with the previous views on Loki, just have no place for him. The biggest problem is he's not Thor.
What? That's what Loki's been feeling his whole life.
Right, exactly. So fitting. You said most telling of all is he has a champed 110,000 health Loki and to run in PvP and would still rather run Thor with less than 26,000 health and never lose. PvE boosted to 540, and it's still easier and quicker to use Thor and Okoye. Yeah, well, it's Thor and Okoye. I mean... And he also said that I think Thor going forward is going to cause the same issue for new release as Gambit did, where everyone says, yeah, they're okay, but they're not Gambit. He's Thor. He should gain AP only when he's tanking, like Okoye, but Thor doesn't hide in the back. That would be Dazzler's job. Now, I disagree, though. I understand where he's going with, you know, a new character coming out and everybody comparing it to the best character in the game, which is arguably Thor right now, but I don't think it's anywhere near the level that Gambit was at. I mean, maybe the stats disagree, but Thor is good, but he was not where Gambit was in any way. No comments? No.
None. I'd have no idea. I have one cover of Thor.
Okay.
He's no Ted Kennedy?
Okay. Well, there you go. In any case, that is all of the mail for this week. So, hey, thanks, Lumpy.
Thanks, Lumpy. All right, everybody, buckle down. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Oh, my goodness.
The captain has turned on the seatbelt sight.
Seriously.
Because, bam, we're going to be hitting some turbulence. Hey, Ian, I hear you've got new infographic this week's pumped up segment. So, are you ready?
Completely without infographic. I'm super ready.
All right, well, once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
You up. Not bad. All right.
Light it up.
Let me tell you about who may or may not be boosted this week. We'll start with the 3 stars, where we always start. Let's see. At first, we have Closer Than My Peeps You Are To Me. Shorty, You're My Angel is boosted. Dr. Rock is boosted. He's good. I don't know anything about Angel, so I can't help you there. I'm going to have to look him up with some other sort of graphic. In the meantime, Doc Ock is dope. His blue manipulation does a ton of damage if you pair him with someone who puts lots of tiles out for the enemy like Carnage. His green's also solid. His black is frustrating. So, there you go. Loki. Good old Loki. Also... Oh, you could pair Loki and Doc Ock together and just shuffle the board until they...
Shake that.
If it were heads up, you could just shuffle the board until your opponent got frustrated because it took so long and just quit the game.
Yep, I've done that.
Shuffled your way to victory?
No, shuffled my way to I don't want to play this game anymore.
The double shuffle is what it's all about.
When the computer is doing that, and they're, oh my god, so infuriating.
I can't wait. So much shuffling.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Highly approved. Sentry's boosted. I don't think anybody uses him, but his supernova's good. Does a fair amount of AoE damage. It should do significantly more.
My tummy hurts.
Well, sacrifice. Everybody seems to like that because... But I just got a lot riding on one strike tile that's floating out there. It just makes me too nervous for the amount of damage that it'll do to Sentry. The sharply dressed Wolverine, 3-star patch Wolverine. He's boosted. Best there is. Does a lot of... Is that what he does? Does he have a red that's kind of like a nuke?
I don't remember it being nuke-like.
No, but it's significant. It's like... 1,000 points of damage for every Wolverine icon that's out there on the board?
It's 1,000 points of light. I don't know. I don't remember what the modifier is, but yeah, and he throws out some strike tiles for both sides.
Yeah, I feel like it's significant.
It is 286 damage for each tile on the board that bears his icon.
That's way less.
And adds two red strike tiles for each team.
Maybe when it's boosted, they'll get it all the way up to like 400.
He's got that healing that never works.
Yep. And he's got that green that puts strike tiles here and there. You team him up with Loki and Dr. Octopus and shuffle things around.
Yeah, exactly.
I tend to use him versus Caecilius.
Oh, so
a Berserker Reigns to get extra tiles out there to match away.
Sure. Smart.
Him, Elektra.
Yep. Wisdom. Now, let me tell you about the four stars that I don't have any information on, so I'm going to struggle. I'll just have to skip them all because I don't know any of them. Rocket and Groot is boosted. People seem to love him. He does something good when he's paired with Gamora. I don't know what it is.
Rocket and Groot throw out strike tiles at the very beginning of the battle before anything happens, so you're immediately doing massive amounts of damage for every match. And if they're paired up with anyone from Guardians of the Galaxy, those strike tiles are even stronger. So Gamora being one of the most powerful ones of those, you just put them together.
Ah, that's why they choose them. What if Star-Lord were boosted? Could you pair them together?
Oh, absolutely.
Good news, he is. And he does other things like throws countdown punches and does he make your stuff cheaper or their stuff more expensive?
He does
cheaper. He makes your stuff cheaper.
Great! That is awesome. So Rocket and Groot will do a ton of damage. Their other abilities, if they have other abilities, will be even cheaper. And Star-Lord will help make their countdown or their strike tiles that they put out at the beginning even more effective. Yeah. War Machine. He's been around long enough that I kind of remember what he does, but I don't, because I never use him. I'm sorry, I lied. I got everybody's hopes up like I knew what I was talking about, and I don't. He puts out countdown tiles. Craig gets angry. He's got one ability that can shoot you if you're invisible.
Well, it does a
scanning
thing.
Blows up your invisibility tile.
Yeah.
His blue.
Yeah, so he is great to use against the Miles Invisible Woman duck combination.
Sure. Or Bam-Blam Blonde Widow.
Yeah.
Yeah, as we saw. Ray, you like Vulture.
I do.
I feel like his black puts him into the air and then he generates some other colors while he's in the air?
He not only does he generate his other colors, green and blue, but he also generates more black while he's in the air.
That sounds dandy.
So you get six black, you fire him off into the air, you make some other matches, green and blue matches while he's up there, maybe another black match when you get a chance. He comes down, does AoE damage, and you immediately send him right back up into the air. He is very dangerous because he's always airborne. He's just
And he's hard to hit. And I also feel like his blue either fires automatically when you go airborne or you have to fire. Does that sound right?
Yeah, as long as you have enough AP, you never fire the blue yourself. It's just whenever he goes airborne.
He just automatically hybrid tech slices you for a ton of damage when he's boosted.
And it does more when you fire it with the black. It instead of just destroying strike, protect, attack tiles, it also destroys countdown tiles if you are not firing it manually. So he's amazing.
Oh, man. Yeah, good for him. He's going to be awesome boosted. He's already awesome. Super awesome. Now, if I seemed like I was in the weeds before, I somewhat remember Shuri from the Black Panther movie. I believe that she is in this game because I have covers of hers and because she's listed on this list, but I can't tell you a single thing that she does. She's in this blur phase where I don't remember a lot of four stars that came out. Do you guys use her? Does she do anything? Will her being boosted benefit anyone?
I do not, but yes.
What's that?
I do not use her, but yes, she does things.
All right, great.
She's got a green power that shoots her pistols or arm blasters at people.
Pew, pew! they carry on from one person to the next, right? Or something such?
That I don't know. She also does a whole lot of fortifying tiles. I don't know how, but that happens. I just fire her powers when they charge, man. I don't know.
All right. Hold on. I got her at a 5-3-5. Look at that.
And in this week, in the Samurai Says corner of this segment, he says that you should combine Rocket and Groot with Star-Lord and then throw in Vulture because Vulture's good in every situation. Thanks, Samurai.
I am good with that. Weyrith says that Shuri gives you Okoye covers very soon. That's her purpose. I don't know. My understanding is between her and the 4-star Black Panther, there's a lot of special tiles, and they're all being fortified. That's really all right. I know.
Great. That's what I would do if I had Vibranium as well.
Yeah.
Wow. There you go. Those are this week's boosted characters. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks to our sponsor,
Mystify.
Without my cheat sheet, I am left truly mystified.
I don't know. I think you did really well.
I did. It was a lot of stumbling, though. I mean, there's just this gray area of 4-stars where I just don't know what Shuri does. I don't remember anything about Wiccan. If it hadn't been for that recent event, I had already forgotten about Blonde Widow Bambalam. I don't remember anything Emma Frost does. The new guys just don't stick with me right away.
Sure.
Not that I'm an expert on any of the older characters, but it's gruesome when we get to the new stuff.
All right. Listen to you now, believe you later.
I did that.
I'm just reaffirming it.
Okay.
Now it's time for Radiant Support section.
Right.
Support Corner? What is it?
I like Support's Corner.
All right.
Support cul-de-sac. Support quarter is fine.
All right, what you got?
Hello, everyone. I'm Ray.
Hi, Ray.
Hello, Ray.
So this week on In-Game Supports, I'm going to talk about the Hydra henchmen. And first...
Bob?
Not Bob.
Oh.
Although I'm sure they're all named Bob and Bob 2 and...
There's one specific one is Hydra Bob.
I'm just happy that in Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they didn't have to dress like they're dressed on the support. They are creepy in their green jumpsuits with
yellow trim,
with yellow suspenders and belt and bug eyes. Yeah. Now, I know where it comes from in the comics. Primary colors, you know, easier to make multiples. I understand. Makes sense. But it's just creepy now, man.
You know what I don't like about it is because I feel like all of the sinister forces of AIM dress in the reverse. I feel like they dress in yellow jumpsuits with green trim. They were like, we'll show those Hydra agents. We're scientists. We lead with the primary color and trim our uniforms with a secondary color.
Nice. Well, again, though, in the original comics, you had a lot, you know, fewer colors to select from. So
sure.
I get it. All right, so let's talk about these. If you have these at 1-star, rank 1, at the start of the turn, 8% chance to fortify a random special tile, and that chance slowly goes up to a 40% chance at the start of a turn. That's nice. It's not great, but that's nice. Fortify your specials so they don't go away. Mm-hmm. Rank 2, supported characters' black match damage is increased by 13, which goes up to 132 at level 250. A little bit of match damage. All right. The supported character deals 29 extra damage to Avengers if you have it at 3-stars. This goes up to 308 damage at max level. I don't know how often you're fighting the Avengers. I mean, I understand Hydra henchmen, they're going to do more damage versus Avengers. I get that. It's just in the game, I'm not sure how often that comes to play. I guess in PvP, it can happen quite a bit.
Right, but wasn't there something that we covered recently where it does some extra damage to hammer?
That is true.
Troops?
Yes. which is way more useful. But I mentioned the PvP would be useful, except, right, supports aren't useful in PvP, so never mind.
Right, or usable.
Disregard that in every way. Rank 4, your base green match damage is increased by 15. And that goes up to 162 at full level 250. And if you have rank 5, when you down an enemy, there is a 20% chance to improve all friendly strike tiles by 16. That goes up pretty significantly. At max level, it goes up to an 80% chance to increase them by 172. So, strike tiles. You can put this on anybody who's a villain. So you got green, you got black, going to be using them against Avengers. You're going to need special tiles, probably strike tiles. So, I don't know. I put it on Vulture, because I love Vulture, and he needed a support.
Sure.
I don't know.
Doesn't it improve his black match damage?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Great.
So I don't know. Maybe there's a better option, but I was looking for something for Vulture, and this was it. So I don't know that he doesn't. I always use him. Not always, but I usually try and use him with Cloak and Dagger because they generate black.
Smart.
And but they don't generate. Neither one of them make strike tiles. So that doesn't help in any way. But but I don't have it at rank 5, so that it doesn't matter.
Right. It's is irrelevant. It's just there for black match damage.
I looked a little bit. I have no idea who would be best suited to have them. So I can't really help with that. I didn't find anyone. But I'm sure there's a couple that it would be good for. Anybody who's done, you know, green, black, and strike tiles. I can't think of anyone right offhand, though. But in any case, there you go. Hydra Henchman. If anybody has any better suggestions, let me know. I'm curious. All right, Ian.
Great.
What do you have?
Thanks for sharing, Ray. I got a 2 for... Oh, hi, everybody. My name is Ian.
Hi, Ian.
I got a 2 for you today. I wanted to juice up the out-of-game supports and talk to you about a little bit about suspenders and a little bit about their female counterpart, in my opinion, garters. Suspenders. They are elastic straps that keep your pants up. They stretch across your shoulders. They come to a Y or a crisscross in the back and attach in the front and back of your trousers. Let's talk for a minute about suspenders with a t-shirt underneath. Stop.
I was going to say.
Just stop. Especially if it is a graphic tee of some kind, like a Budweiser t-shirt or something like that. That's I see a lot of that. That is not an appropriate fashion statement. I can barely dress myself, but I can guarantee you that suspenders over top of a t-shirt is not okay. There are a lot of looks that I can accept suspenders about with over top of. That is not one of them. Also, suspenders are there, in addition to looking snappy, to keep your pants up. If for some reason you're wearing suspenders and a belt, stop! Again, you have disappointed me on a level that I can't even begin to explain. Just keep in mind the basic functionality of the woefully unpopular suspender. Or if you are listening abroad, I'm talking about braces.
Really?
Yeah.
Never heard that. Okay.
I bet our good friend and former listener, Jenda McGlynn, calls them braces.
Huh.
Also, I bet our Australian listeners, if we have any, also call them braces.
We have 9, I think.
Oh, well, there you go. To the 9 of you, braces. 1/2 of my support. Now, yes,
yeah,
go ahead.
How do you feel about no shirt, shirtless with suspenders?
Do you have an acceptable physique?
No, outrageously bad physique.
Ironically bad? Like you're like a giant fat man, I'm on board? Or if you're ripped, I'm on board? If you're in between, if you're a me, no way.
If you could portray yourself as a county sheriff in any movie set in the South.
Very much yes.
All right.
Yeah, like the two extremes. It's much in the same way that Homer Simpson taught us on how we were allowed to accept Hawaiian shirts. When he said that Hawaiian shirts can only be worn by gay guys and big fat party animals. And Bart does not look like a big fat party animal to me.
I don't want to look like a freak. Just give me a moo-moo.
Exactly. Endless wisdom. Let's talk about garters real quick. Once upon a time, elastic didn't exist. Now, just below your knee is the most, you know, slender part of your leg, and you didn't want your stockings to come down. So, let's tie a garter around there so your stockings don't come down, because that would just be embarrassing. These days, they're considerably more fashionable and less functional because elastic does exist, and they are a mainstay in weddings. Which makes for a fine segue. Let me tell you about a friend of mine who was at a wedding. Craig was also at this wedding. And this friend of mine was, I would say, wasted on Arbor Mist malt liquor, which is pink wine, we'll call it. And he caught the garter. and the woman who, and as you may or may not know, when you go to a wedding, the catcher of the garter and the catcher of the bouquet get together, and in a fun and slightly salacious way, you put the garter the further up the thigh, which is an inappropriate place for a garter. Anyway, you put the garter the further up the thigh of the bouquet catcher that you put it on her. Apparently every inch above her knee ensures some number of lucky years in the upcoming marriage. So drunk friend says, I can do that. Just jams the garter up as far as he can, flips the woman's dress up over his head, and she is wearing no underpants. It was spectacular. Possibly the second greatest wedding of my early 20s. So shout out to that situation. I will leave both of them anonymous.
I was wondering if you were going to go there or not.
No, absolutely not. They will.
We lost Craig partway at the very beginning of your story.
Oh, okay. Sorry. You have to listen to the show then to know what story I was telling. How many garter stories and weddings that we were at together did someone expose a underwearless bridesmaid while drunk on Arbor Mist?
I mean, maximum of like 3. That's.
I hope so. That's a little bit about suspenders and a little bit about garters. Thanks for your support, everybody. And thanks for your support, Fortify, making this segment possible. Support of the show, Fortify.
Nice. So I have a garter tangent, not nearly as good as yours, but I have actually worn garters. So while in the military, there is a problem with, you know, your dress shirt getting wrinkly because, I mean, we would sit at a computer. I was a computer guy, so we'd be at a computer all day. You stand up and your new shirt's just, it's out of service. It's not serviceable in any way. So you would wear this garter and attach it to your socks and the bottom of your shirt so that it would keep your socks up and your shirt down. Let me tell you, this is the most uncomfortable thing I have ever experienced. And trying to write code while wearing this? Worst parts of my life.
I hear you. Functionally, that's smart. But again, you know, where that would have, like, where does that go? That would have to be pretty high to keep the shirt down, correct?
So,
or they have to be really long socks.
It's a long elastic garter.
Okay. Man, I don't like that at all.
Yeah. Really bad. Where are we at?
I ended that segment.
Okay.
You told a quick story, and I feel like Craig is going to introduce the next segment, as he often does. If he's still with us. If not, we're going to open some tokens. This guy.
So I am going to see what Wasp gives me. I'm hoping for a purple. Come on. Nope, it's a 4-star. It is Coordinated Tactics, Quake, Daisy Johnson.
Oh, she's great.
That's a callback to Weirder Days. Hey, you know, that took her to level 290. Guess what that got me?
A cover?
Another legendary token.
Oh.
So let's see what that gets me. It's another 4-star. Man, double full. Which gets me a Wings of Liberty, Captain America.
Captain Falcon or Falcon America. Now that is a downer. Yeah. I would be way more excited to get a Wasp.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well.
So let me tell you what poor choices that I've made that will hopefully get us just enough time to get me back into the segment. A couple minutes ago, for whatever reason, when I logged onto the game, I thought I'd get ahead of it and log onto the game. But I was so far ahead of it that I started playing the game as though that's something appropriate to do in the middle of a podcast. I'm sorry, I was stuck in a match. I wanted to get a little bit ahead on Webbed Wonder. Ever since they, what was that really dope bundle that they sold us last week? That I was unable to resist, where you got all the Maz and you got all the Valkyries and then you got a whole bunch of other stuff with it. Yeah, so I had to buy that, and now that I'm getting bonus rewards again, I'm like, I gotta play more. You get bonus rewards when you play.
That is true.
So I've been a little extra motivated, and that was the poor choice that led me into this segment. I thought I'd be caught up by now, but then I got wrapped up in the support segment. And anyway, let's go to open a quick token that will be Legend, wait for it, Dairy. One legendary token. I'm done now, so I'm going to go ahead and poke Wasp in this shielded eye. and open up this exciting 4-star. Daisy Johnson, what is going on?
Really?
Coordinated tactics. I'm opening up a second one. Come on, Daisy. Oh, no. Okay. It's a one that I do need. It looked like a Loyal Protector Lockjaw. I clicked by it so quickly I had forgotten. It was Lockjaw, Royal Bulldog, Loyal Protector, bringing him to a whopping 2-1-1. Thanks, opening the tokens. Brought to you, as always,
this guy.
It is called the Soon-to-be-named Network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. It has, I don't know the exact number, but it's got quite a few podcasts on there. It's got a huge archive of all the shows, so you can go back and listen to any shows that you missed or get caught up on a new show and start at episode one and work your way forward if you've got that kind of time. So if you'd like to fill your afternoon, your work day, or your drive home to and from work with a podcast, check out the Soon to Be Named Network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com.
I have something. I completely keep forgetting to mention this. I have reached a level of ISO that I did not believe was possible when I was in the 4-star transition. Do you have any idea,
really?
Any guess as to how much ISO I now have now that I'm not spending it constantly on championing 4-stars?
Let me think. Probably, if I had to guess, because I'm at a similar level, I feel like you are unexpectedly at 1,300,000.
Let me tell you, after not championing 4-stars for quite a while now,
right?
I just surpassed 3.5 million ISO.
Ooh, saucy!
It's incredible. And it's all going to go away the moment I actually get to fill out these 5-stars, because they are so super expensive.
Yeah, that's it. Wrap it up.
Okay, this is to catch up what got cut off. I don't know. Tales of Ribaldry. I got an Agent Venom. That's a thing. And as always, you know, check out our webpage, puzzlewarriors3.com. Buy some stuff on Amazon.
Seriously, Labor Day is coming up. Treat yourself.
Go to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. And that's all we got. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, that this pie will taste better with butter. Sorry for the technical difficulties. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye, friends.